Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chad Moutray is here, too. Chad is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've known him for a long time, and he's been the chief economist of organizations such as the Small Business Administration, the U.S. Small Business Administration, now chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, and he's one of our good friends and one of our great Brain Trust members. Chad, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on your show.
Good to have you here.
Good morning.
And Chad, folks, Chad puts out some great reports every month on the state of manufacturing, not only in the United States, but in the world. And we're going to get to some of that in just a little bit, Chad. But before I do that, I wanted my audience to have the benefit of your perspectives on where the economy is right now. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people came into 2014 with a lot of optimism. I think that, you know, when you talk to manufacturers in general, they tend to be pretty upbeat about demand this year, about production this year. I think that certainly we came into 2014 with a lot of momentum. The second half of last year was pretty strong on many fronts. And then we hit this buzzsaw called weather. and you know, you saw some pretty significant declines in industrial production and even employment in some cases. I think, you know, when I talked to a lot of manufacturers about weather, many of them said that, you know, they had to close a number of times their factories.
Employees just couldn't get to work, could they?
Yeah, they couldn't get to work. Shipments couldn't get there. And I think, you know, in this very lean environment, you know, when shipments don't arrive, you don't produce stuff. On the consumer side, you had a lot of people who just stayed away from the showrooms. And you saw that really pretty strongly in terms of auto sales, in terms of appliance sales. And I think that, you know, I think the good thing about auto sales and some of those larger durable goods is that I think that there's still a lot of pent-up demand there. And I think some of the numbers from March and April tend to show that people, you know, they might not have bought a car in January or February.
If they didn't spend the money, they allegedly still had it. And they're looking at their checkbooks thinking, wow, what do I do with all this money?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you're starting to see, when you're looking at a lot of the numbers, a little bit of a rebound from where we were in January and February. Still not back to where we were in December. But you know, I'm still optimistic that you know, production will you know, kind of resume that momentum we had ending 2013.
Well, clearly we had one of the toughest winters we've had in a long time, especially across, well, the northern half of the United States, the northeastern quadrant, really got hit pretty bad.
Yeah.
But even the south, I mean, right, Atlanta was creamed several times, and so with some serious snowstorms and that sort of thing. And so, and as you know, an inch or two in Atlanta is like a 12-inch snow in Hartford, so... But to those folks,
well, we are much better here in the D.C. area.
Yeah,
from Illinois.
Exactly. So, weather did play a role, but I'm not sure that the weather didn't just mask some other issues. You know, we also had Obamacare, which is really demoralizing a lot of people, and I'm not sure that if it hadn't been for the weather, I'm sure that Obamacare wasn't going to keep the plants from running or the supplies from getting to the plants or the employees home, but I'm not sure it would have been a robust quarter anyway because of some of the policy issues that are hanging over us. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of blaming of the weather. I think that there are other weaknesses that are out there. Obamacare certainly is one of them. When we asked manufacturers in our most recent survey, it was one of the top concerns. You know, taxes and regulation obviously are towards the top. But
be happy with this push for changes in minimum wage and the overtime rules. They can't be happy about that.
Well, certainly the overtime rules is something we're working on pretty closely. You know, on the minimum wage issue, certainly it's not a helpful discussion. I think we can have a pretty legitimate conversation about whether this is the right time to be raising the minimum wage. On the positive side, though, only 1% of manufacturers pay the minimum wage, and the average salary in the manufacturing sector is over $24. So,
you know what I think minimum wage should be?
It's less of an issue for us than it is for a lot of other folks. But
I think minimum wage should be zero. I think we should abolish the minimum wage. The federal government has no business deciding how the price I pay my employees.
Well, I think certainly we need to let the markets work, and that I think is something we sometimes forget, that the labor markets do work. Supply and demand, believe it or not, hasn't been erased.
I'm completely believe that minimum wage hurts a low wage earner more than it helps them. I think that's been proven. Hey, Chad, when we come back, your leader, Jay Timmons, has been to the EU. He's been to Europe, and he's brought back some information. And we're going to talk about trade when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. This is all important to trade's very important to small business.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.